Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Melanie Hickox and Bree Broaddus. They both work to provide access to SNAP or food stamp benefits for inmates across Missouri, even helping people with paperwork before they're released. They spoke about why food stamp access is so important, especially among this vulnerable population. Here's Melanie.
We actually started doing prison outreach probably back in maybe 2013, I'd say. It just felt like kind of a natural sort of transition to reach out to the Department of Corrections and see if they were interested in having us come out and do SNAP outreach. And we were very pleased that they have been excellent to work with. They've been very accommodating and very helpful.
The facilities that we visit, they have a pre-release program, and the individuals running that pre-release program have been so great. You know, they really do want to see these individuals go home and have as many resources as possible. Because of maybe the lack of education or the lack of knowing the guidelines, that keeps a lot of individuals from wanting to go through the hustle and bustle of going down to the DSS office and applying. So just educating them. I think us going to the correctional centers and doing it with them just makes it one less thing that they have to dread or stress over going. They feel very secure that their applications are going to be submitted.
So in the state of Missouri, there are still some restrictions on people that have drug felonies. At one point, there was a lifetime ban in the state where if you had any kind of drug felony, you could not receive food stamps. So obviously, there are quite a few individuals that are incarcerated that have drug felony charges. So they're concerned a lot of times about whether or not they're going to be eligible. And the Department of Family Services actually reviews each case on a case-by-case basis. So there's really not just a set standard rule. And because we've seen people that receive food stamps that have various charges, it's not easy to have to kind of deal with that part of the application. A lot of times the majority, I'd say 99.9% of the time, their charge has nothing to do with a food stamp-related drug felony. So it's nothing to do with that. And it's usually just a possession charge, usually small amounts.
Can I just say that everybody needs food?
Yes.
Food is a necessity. It's a need. It's not a want. So regardless of what you were incarcerated for, when you come home, you've done your time. You should be able to eat, especially if it had nothing to do with food stamps. I feel everybody deserves to eat. And if you don't have a job or something lined up to be able to eat, there's great programs such as the food bank, but they also would need to access food stamps as well. Do you understand $181 for one person a month is not a lot for food? It's really not a lot for food. Even the max at $197 per person is not enough food. They need all the help that they can get when they're coming back home and being reentered into their communities. Food stamps is awesome, and I do not feel that individuals who have been incarcerated or that are currently incarcerated should be affected in a negative way and not be able to qualify for food stamps.
That was Melanie Hickox and Bree Broaddus speaking about access to food stamps for people leaving Missouri prisons. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Jamie Hobbs. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.